yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Thousands of people have lost their lives in Yemen in the Saudi-led air campaign since March 2015. And still, the deadliest weapon in Yemen is a blockade holding up food, fuel, and medical aid.
As you know, a number of measures have been introduced recently by the coalition, effectively closing air, sea, and land access to Yemen. I have told the council that unless those measures are lifted and five particular steps that I'm going to run through are taken, there will be a famine in Yemen. It will not be like the famine that we saw in South Sudan earlier in the year, where tens of thousands of people were affected. It will not be like the famine which cost 250,000 people their lives in Somalia in 2011. It will be the largest famine the world has seen for many decades, with millions of victims.
Famine has been used as a weapon of war throughout history. The Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin, used it in Ukraine in the 1930s, and the Nazis did the same in 1941, after invading the Soviet Union. As for more contemporary instances of depriving civilian populations of necessary survival materials, the UN sanctions against Iraq in the early 90s is a case in point, in which around 500,000 Iraqi children died.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice. But the price, we think the price is worth it.
Now Saudi Arabia is using the same tactic in Yemen, where according to the charity Save the Children, severe malnutrition threatens the lives of 400,000 children. UNICEF estimates that there are 11 million children in the country in need of humanitarian assistance. The Saudi-imposed blockade has put millions of Yemenis a step away from famine. According to Jamie McGoldrick, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Yemen, the lives of millions of people, including 8.4 million Yemenis, were a step away from famine, hinge on our ability to continue our operations and to provide health, safe water, shelter, and nutrition support. However, the Saudi policy is not just a blockade, but also a bombing campaign to systematically target Yemenis' ability to grow their own food or supply food for themselves. The Yemen Data Project has recorded 356 air raids targeting farms, 174 targeting marketplaces, and 61 air raids targeting food storage sites from March 2015 to the end of September 2017. Quoting from the head of the Fishermen's Union in Yemen's port of Hodeidah, The Guardian wrote, more than 250 fishing boats have been damaged or destroyed, and 152 fishermen have been killed by coalition warships and helicopters in the Red Sea. That is while Yemen's fishing industry has become a more vital lifeline for a nation suffering the world's worst humanitarian crisis.
نعاني من التحالف السعودي بالنهب والسلب والضرب علينا بالسلاح الصواريخ وغير الصواريخ والبارقات تحتجزنا وممكن يصادروا معنا من سمك ويحتجزونها لمدة فترة وجيزة من 7 شهور من سنة من سنتين عندهم. فيعني واقفين بغير عمل إحنا والسبب السعودية هذه والتحالف.
Research on the pattern of bombing carried out by Professor Martha Mundy at the London School of Economics says that in the first 17 months of the Saudi-led bombing campaign, there was strong evidence that coalition strategy has aimed to destroy food production and distribution in areas mainly controlled by the Houthi Ansarullah fighters. Aid agencies have described attacking Yemen's ability to provide food for themselves as a blatant violation of international laws. In fact, many experts argue that famine can constitute a war crime or crime against humanity. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food, Hilal Elver, said, "If the famine comes from deliberate action of the state or other players using food as a weapon of war, it is an international crime." And this has been a tactic for the so-called Saudi coalition, backed by Western nations, including the US and the UK. The New Yorker magazine notes that Saudi armed forces, backed by more than $40 billion in American arms shipments authorized by the Trump and Obama administrations, have killed thousands of civilians in airstrikes in Yemen. With the US cozying up more to Saudi Arabia, there is no light at the end of the tunnel, and the war in Yemen is less and less likely to end.
How bad is it in Yemen? 17 million people live on the edge of starvation. Some, like Ali, have already died. What are people saying about it? They say that the humanitarian crisis in Yemen may be worse than Syria. Let me repeat that, because nobody in America is listening to this. Everybody's paying attention to some silly show trials and silly stuff going on in committees. Nobody's talking about this at all. They say it is worse than Syria. Millions of people have fled Syria. Hundreds of thousands have died. And people are now predicting Yemen may be worse. One refugee group said this, that the impending famine in Yemen may reach biblical proportions. Think about that. It's astounding what's going on there, and it's being done without your permission, but with your weapons. So today I will force a vote with Senator Murphy's help, who's been a prime mover in this, to tell you the truth, and done a great job in bringing people together. But we will force this vote for these children in Yemen because we have a chance today to stop the carnage. We have a chance to tell Saudi Arabia we've had enough. The question is, should we give money or arms to Saudi Arabia at all? What has Saudi Arabia done over the last 30 years? They have been the number one exporter of jihadist philosophy.
On the other hand, Damian Green has defended the British government's continued support of weapon sales to the kingdom, saying, "Our defense industry is an extremely important creator of jobs and prosperity." The British government has approved more than £4.6 billion in fighter jets and arms sales to Saudi Arabia since their Yemen bombing campaign began. However, in the UK, it is not just a matter of weapon sales. For the Brexit era, the British government is looking beyond Europe for more investment in the country. British politician Lord Paddy Ashdown has described the UK's silence on the use of aid and starvation as a weapon of war as thunderous and shaming. With Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman at the helm, famine is likely to continue to threaten the poorest nation in the Middle East. Bin Salman, who is hell-bent on expanding Saudi Arabia's regional influence, has failed so far in countries like Syria and Iraq. So he is desperately trying to save his face in Yemen. In fact, the Saudi-made famine is a strategy to put greater pressure on the Houthi Ansarullah fighters. According to Adam Barron, a Yemen expert at the European Council on Foreign Relations. There are voices in the coalition and Yemeni government who view economic levers as a potential means of putting pressure on the Houthis and of pressuring people living under the Houthis into rebelling or expressing greater discontent against them as conditions worsen. While using famine as a weapon is a war crime, the question is, who is to prosecute when the movers and shakers of the international organizations have been with the Saudis all along? The clock is ticking for a solution to end the human misery caused by this invisible but deadly weapon of war.